Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. A man who has been following Delton and Dwayne, and who is probably a cop, has just caught up with them, somewhere in the drive-thru at Beefy Burgers.
Oh, we're doomed. Doomed.
Oh, cheer up, Delton. Yeah. Maybe he's not going to arrest us.
Well, Dwayne, what do you think he's going to do to us for impersonating a pair of seminar promoters? Give us a medal?
Well, actually, I got a medal. See?
Yeah. Where'd you get that?
Well, I won it at the seminar talent show for the best imitation of an electrical appliance in a gourmet production.
Yeah, but why didn't you tell me about the talent show? I have lots of talent.
Well, it was for amateurs, and you're a professional.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It wouldn't have been fair. I would have creamed them.
Well, look. Oh, he's getting out of the car, and he's coming over here.
Oh. Excuse me. Either of you fellows Delton T. Horn?
He is.
Yes, it's really me.
So, I've finally caught up with you.
Are you a cop?
No. I'm a private detective.
Oh, no.
Well, at least he's not a cop, Delton.
A private detective is worse than a cop, Dwayne.
Well, really? Why?
If they hired a private detective, that means they wanted to fight us badly enough to spend money to do it.
Oh, well, say, how much do you get paid?
Why?
Well, I want to know how badly they wanted to find us.
Nobody's interested in you anyway. I was just hired to find Delton T. Horn.
Oh, good. Isn't that nice, Delton?
No. What gives here? Dwayne was involved at least as much as I was, maybe even more.
Now, hey.
I don't know anything about that. I was just hired to track you down.
Well, who hired you?
Oh, probably somebody who's mad at you, Delton.
Be quiet.
What's that?
Oh, our Beefy Burgers are ready. Mind if I go ahead and eat mine?
Go ahead. I don't care.
Okay, just let me get it unwrapped here.
I was hired by the Avant-Garde Polka of the Month Club.
Oh, I knew you'd get in trouble for that, Delton.
Be quiet.
You have a legal obligation to purchase at least one more album.
But I don't like Avant-Garde Polka anymore.
That means nothing to me.
Here it is. Oh, I'm famished. Gee, maybe I should have ordered two. Delton, can I have your Beefy Burger?
Go ahead. I've lost my appetite.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, my job is to force you to fulfill your lawful obligation to the Avant-Garde Polka of the Month Club.
I told you not to ignore all those letters they sent you, Delton.
Now, are you gonna make good, or do I have to get rough?
All right. What's the main selection this month?
Lawrence Welk plays the greatest hits of Jefferson Starship and the Cowsills.
Yuck.
Well, I think that sounds like a dynamite record.
I'm not interested in that commercial stuff. I only like real polkas.
Well, what exactly is a real polka?
Something with true artistry that touches a man's inner soul.
Oh.
Like the beer barrel polka. That's
I don't understand that intellectual stuff.
Huh.
I'd rather hear Lawrence Welk's definitive performance of the plastic fantastic polka.
Yeah.
Now, there's a real polka.
All right, I'll make it your Christmas present next year.
Well, only if I get to give you that sweater Mrs. Norton knitted for me 3 years ago.
Nah, forget it. I think I'd rather keep the record.
Okay, Mr. Private Detective?
Yeah?
What size do you wear?
Don't be silly. I could never wear a sweater that was made for you. I'm much bigger than you are.
Well, some of this sweater would probably fit you better than it fits me.
Okay, I'll take it then.
Well, good. Hey, Delton, can I have him go back and order another Beefy Burger?
Yeah, and get me another one while you're at it.
What do you want on your Beefy Burger?
I don't care.
Well, how about a few pickles? Pickles are always wonderful.
Nah, I don't like pickles much.
Oh, but I love them.
So what?
Well, if I eat your Beefy Burger again, it'll taste a lot better with a few pickles on it.
All right, Dwayne. Get me a Beefy Burger with pickles.
Okay, great, Delton. I'll be right back.
Tune in next time for more of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Roger Sturdy.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.